The theater has actually been here in Rock Island for quite a while. Can you explain the history and how it evolved into what it is today?
Sure, absolutely. Well, those that have grown up in this market probably remember it as a movie theater. I mean, originally it opened in 1921 as a vaudeville and silent movie house, and really served as a movie theater, and a very prominent one in Rock Island up until about the mid-70s, I think around 75 or so, when it closed. And then our current owner, Danny Hitchcock, acquired the building and converted it into what is now Circa 21 Dinner Playhouse. And we opened in June of 1977. So it's a great space.
So it evolved from a movie theater. What kind of productions does Circa 21 have now?
We have Broadway musicals and comedies. So, we do shows like Sound of Music and Singing in the Rain and Fiddler on the Roof. And then we do, works that people may not have heard of as much, whether they're smaller shows like comedies and things like that. So it's a kind of a wide range of shows.
What is the audience experience like?
Well, what we like to think of it is one-stop shopping, when we have dinner and show all in one location, you're parking once and you're there for the entire evening. So, unlike a situation where you may go out with your spouse and may go out for dinner or something, and you're driving to a nice restaurant and getting out and going in and then getting back in your car and driving to whatever your entertainment destination is that evening, whether it's a band or another show somewhere or something like that, it's in and out and driving back and forth. Whereas with us, you come once, you park, and you're done for the entire evening. So there's all that convenience of being in one spot where dinner's happening and the evening entertainment is happening as well. So.
And you're the only ones who offer that in the Quad Cities?
Yeah, we are. I mean, there are other people that will do things like, I know there's a murder mystery company in town and that will do some dinners with theirs, and there's a few others. But as far as a full-time performing operation, we are the only dinner theater in this area, yes.
And so having something that's unique like that in the area, what does that say about the Quad City arts and entertainment scene in general and the options that are here?
Well, I think that for a market the size of the Quad Cities, this area is just blessed with arts and culture. And I think that there are so many people out there in the community that don't have any idea to the extent of the arts and culture in this area. But it is really unbelievable if you really sit back and look at it, everything that this area has to offer, whether it's theater or art museums or the children's museum. I mean, there's just so many things that people just don't know about. And I think a good example of this is just downtown Rock Island in our, two or three square block area, there's 5 theaters. Now, you don't expect to hear something or see something like that in a market this size. You expect that in Chicago or New York or LA or, a big major market. But for a metro market the size of the Quad Cities to have that, 5 theaters within 2 blocks, and we're not the only ones. I mean, obviously, there's Music Guild in Moline, there's Playcrafters in Moline, there's Richmond Hill. I mean, there's the District Theater in Rock Island, which is one of the 5 I was referring to. But there's just so many of them that the area is just really blessed with that.
We've been talking with Brett Hitchcock, Director of Audience Development at Circa 21 Dinner Playhouse, as part of our series for Quad Cities Live Month. So, Brett, what do you hope this effort accomplishes for the Quad Cities art scene?
Well, I think that it goes back to an education for the audience, that people will go to this website, and I think they'll be absolutely amazed by the range of arts and culture that there is happening just in this one month. I mean, we're talking about the month of April, and I think they're going to be really surprised with the wide range of things, whether it's theater to ballet to, comedy. I mean, there's just a sampling of so many different things. So
what's happening at Circa 21 this month?
Well, we've got a lot going on between our two venues. At Circa 21, running through this month, we are doing the comedy Sheer Madness, which happens to be the longest running comedy in U.S. history. It's played for about 38 years in Boston and just over 30 at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. But it's a murder mystery comedy. Where the audience gets a chance to get involved. They don't have to participate if they don't want to, but they can get involved with the show. There's a murder during the show, and the audience has an opportunity during the second act to ask the actors questions or have them reenact, different things that may have happened, in the first act that led up to this murder. And at the end of the show, the audience is able to vote to who they feel is the one that committed the murder. So it's really neat in a sense because the show can be different every night. I mean, the audience can vote for different people every night. All the endings are different, which just makes it a really, really fun time. So we have that running. We have our children's show, which is Junie B. Jones the Musical, opening on April 19th.
'Cause it's my top secret personal beeswax. The whole wide world according to me. I'll call it top secret personal beeswax and put it under lock and key.
That's obviously taken from 2 or 3 of the popular Junie B. Jones books. They've kind of meshed them together to create this new show. And so our children's shows are always really popular with parents and kids and grandkids and grandparents and whatnot. So we are excited about that. And then next door in our secondary space, the Speakeasy, we have the Manny Lopez Big Band coming up on this Friday. And we have Bottoms Up Burlesque, which is the only full-time performing burlesque troupe in the area. Have shows in there on the 15th and 16th. And then we have a series of improv and stand-up comedy shows rounding out the month. A new one called Lunchbox Live, which is a new sketch comedy show. And then we have an improv show from Chicago called Pimp Prov, which is a fun show about these four guys that accidentally went to one of the schools in Chicago to learn improv, but they were pimps. And so they thought they were going to learn something else. So it's these four guys that dress up in these pimp costumes that do this wonderfully funny improv show. So that's on the 30th of this month. So lots of stuff happening between the two venues.
Yeah, you mentioned the Speakeasy. How is that different from the Circa 21 Dinner Playhouse?
Well, the Speakeasy is our secondary space, kind of the polar opposite of what we do at Circa 21. I mean, it's more of a nightclub kind of atmosphere, programmed really with 21 to 40-year-olds. And again, we do that with we have the big band, which is kind of the one thing that we have that doesn't kind of fit that profile. But then we have the burlesque shows. We have a very, very successful drag show that we do once a month with award-winning performers. We've got the burlesque shows. We've got the stand-up comedy shows. We've got improv shows. So it's more of a kind of a nightclub than Circa 21. So, I mean, we have a full bar over there, but there's no meal included as there is with our ticket at Circa 21. So, but again, it's a wonderful entertainment venue that a lot of people have really kind of latched onto and enjoy.
Anything else you'd like to add?
You know, again, I just encourage people to go to the Quad City Live website and really check out and see the wide range of things that are going on here, because I think you're going to be really surprised. And please support the local arts.